The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So here's an image for you, kind of an analogy image. Imagine that you're standing on your tippy toes and you want to jump really high. How high are you going to get? Imagine that you bend down, crouch down, and then push off. I think you probably get to jump much higher. But crouching is going in the wrong direction, because you want to go up, right? But crouching means you go down. It's like the wrong direction. You can only supposed to go one direction, right? So sometimes in life, we have to go backwards in order to go forwards. So we have to kind of do the reverse of what we think we need to do. And it's very common in our society for people to be so focused on progress and getting things and having things happen that sometimes they don't give themselves the opportunity to do the crouching or to do the Sabbath or to do the quiet time or to kind of pull back from all the activities to discover something deeper, come from a deeper place, and from that deeper place to be able to come forward in a different way. So the question I asked this morning about what needs to be accepted right now, it could be seen as part of the crouching that prepares you to be able to take care of the things in your life if they need to be taken care of. Some things you have to accept because you can't do anything about it. But some things shouldn't be accepted. They need to be changed. You don't have to have an agitated heart to take care of them. And so in meditation, to go the opposite direction would be to accept something means to have your heart be at ease, at peace with what is. And then, with that peaceful heart staying there, then maybe you can better take care of what needs to be changed in the world. So the heart has to, in a certain way, accept the situation. And then, from that open place, then we come up and take care of it. So, you know, it's possible that you're living with someone and one more time they left the sink full of dirty dishes. I mean, you can't believe how many. How can one person have so many dishes? All the pots and pans and all the dishes. And not only that, but the food has dried on them. And, you know, it's like, you know, and you've talked to them before about how they should clean their own dishes. And it's quite amazing. And so you're ready to fight a war, you know. Get the lawyers out and, you know, fight the good cause about how they need to take care of their own dishes. Maybe. But it turns out that other person is your 4-year-old kid, you know, or your 104-year-old, you know, relative who can barely make it to the kitchen. And you've left them alone for 2 days. No wonder there's a lot of dishes. Who knows what's going on? So you feel all this outrage. Something has to happen. The progress of humankind depends on having a clean kitchen, and you got to take care of things quickly. So you go and meditate. It's going in the wrong direction. It's not cleaning the dishes. But you're cleaning your heart. And you're settling your heart. And maybe in the meditation, you have to accept the fact that you have a kitchen full of dirty dishes. This is how it is. And so the heart then can settle and be peaceful. And then you come out, and maybe because you see the cockroaches are waiting in the wing, you said, okay, now I'll clean the dishes. And later I'll talk to my housemate. Later I'll take care of something else. But for now, I need to wash these dishes. I'll take care of it from this peaceful place. So we're not exactly accepting it as like this is a, of course, you know, it would take, you know, or maybe it means that you don't do the dishes, but you come out because you've accepted the whole situation in your heart. You come out of it, and then you're in a position to have a conversation with your housemate. You know, we need to talk about this again. But then you come from a very different place because you're settled. Because if you're not settled, then you might say and do things which you wish you didn't. I've seen that in myself, that if I'm not settled, if I'm irritated with someone, I can fool myself into thinking that I'm going to be infinitely wise in that conversation. But, you know, there's a world of difference between me settling my irritation, no longer being irritated, and then having a conversation, than having it when I'm irritated. So this idea of, you know, sometimes we want to go backwards before going forwards. And the way of going backwards in the meditation world is to learn how to come to peace. Learn how to just rest in the present moment with what is. And then from that ability to be at ease, at rest and at peace with what is, staying that way, then coming forward and seeing and taking care of what needs to be taken care of. Don't, if best you can, if you have any chance at all, don't speak to someone when you're irritated. It's more too easy to make mistakes. Too easy to kind of make the whole thing go wrong. Too easy to make them irritated. But they deserve to be irritated. It's too easy. But you know, if you have the opportunity, if it seems like the time and the ability, the right situation, do whatever you need to do to settle your heart, settle the irritation. But don't forget the cause of the irritation. Don't forget the reason why you got irritated. It might be something that needs to be addressed. Learning to come at peace doesn't mean that we then become nonchalant and uninterested in taking care of what needs to be taken care of. It means that if we have in a better position to know how to take care of it and step forward, hopefully in a way that's more useful for everyone, including yourself. So sometimes meditation practice is this backward step. Take a crouch down, just be, learn to be in a different way, and then see what what needs to happen after that. And sometimes you'll leap much further than if you're just taking care of the world standing on your tippy toes. If you're standing on your tippy toes, you're also much more likely to fall before you jump. And so sometimes if you crouch, you get the stability to be able to not fall as you take care of what you need to do in the world. So, you can be crouching tigers. So, okay, thank you. And,